Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a chapter on the prohibition of Muslims cutting off ties for more than 3 days, unless it is due to some bid'ah, innovation, or an explicit act of sin on the part of the person that ties have been cut off with. So as we're going on, we'll get a better idea of what Shariat allows and what it does not allow. But this is the beauty of Shariat. It takes into consideration fundamental human feelings and emotions. Hence it recognizes that it's normal to have a dispute, to have a disagreement with someone. It's normal. And for a person to get worked up and for his feelings to get flared. So that person's heart will remain constricted for a period of time. This is the beauty of our deen. Allah Ta'ala understands. Allah Ta'ala knows everything. Allah Ta'ala has full sight. There's nothing hidden from the knowledge of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So for this reason, one will not feel comfortable speaking to one's, so to speak, opponent. That person had an argument or disagreement. For those moments, he's not feeling comfortable. However, one is not permitted to extend this period for more than 3 days, because pride and the carnal self overpower a person. Now shaitan kicks in and he says, it's pride. How can you go to him and make salam to him and talk to him and speak to him? So now this is when the problem comes in. Pride kicks in. So now that's why we are told that for more than 3 days, it is not permissible. Otherwise what will happen is a small thing, and forever a person will never speak to his brother. This is not something that Shariat likes. In other words, we must live like Muslims. The first ayah that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةَ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. The believers are brothers. So reconcile between yourselves. In other words, find common ground and move on. Don't harbor this ill feelings. Don't harbor this dirt in your heart. This is something that we should do. Keep very, very clean. We like to keep our windows clean. We like to keep our cars clean. We like to keep our homes clean. We like to keep our masajid clean. Like that, we must also desire, I want to keep my heart clean. I don't want to keep all this malice, this jealousy, this envy, this enmity, this fight, and take all this with me in the khabar. I want to go into the khabar with a clean heart. And on the day of Qiyamah, I want to present a very clean heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this must be our desire, that we want to keep this heart of ours very, very clean. Anyway, today's hadith, عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقاطعوا ولا تدابروا ولا تباغضوا ولا تحاسدوا وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا ولا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق 3. متفق عليه. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not sever ties, do not cut ties with one another, do not turn your backs on one another, do not bear malice towards one another, do not harbor jealousy for one another. O servants of Allah, remain as brothers. We did this hadith before. Anyway, it's brought again in this chapter because it also ties up with the chapter that we're doing, that O servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that be brothers to one another. So anyway, the hadith says, do not harbor jealousy for one another. O servants of Allah, remain as brothers. It is not lawful for a Muslim to cut ties with his brother for more than 3 days. Hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, that for more than 3 days now, a person shouldn't cut off ties with his brother. So therefore, we should see that if we have any type of differences, then before 3 days ends, at least a person asks for maaf. He makes up for it. And now the question might come up that who is the better person? The person that goes up to the next person and asks him for maaf, makes salam to him, speaks to him, or the person that just decides that I will stay in my comfort zone and I want he must come up to me and he must make salam to me. So this next hadith that we do now, that will answer our question very nicely. The beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But to benefit from these hadith, the desire must be there in the heart, that I want to be the better person according to what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us. I want to be the better person in this world. I like to have the better car, I like to have the better house, I like to have the better clothing, I like to have the better food, I like to have the better children, I like to have the better amount of income. So like that we must desire that I want to be the better person as far as our deen is concerned. This also should be our desire, that how can I be the better person? Never mind what he did and what he said and how he said it, and he shouldn't have said it, and why he didn't invite me, he invited everyone else. All those thoughts go through the mind. But in our heart we must have the desire that I want to be the better person. At least on the day of Qiyamah, I can meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tell him that I heard your hadith of who was the better person, and I chose to be the better person based on your Mubarak words. How happy Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will get. عن أبي أيوب رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث ليال يلتقيان فيعرض هذا ويعرض هذا وخيرهما الذي يبدأ بالسلام متفق عليه. هذا أبو أيوب أنصاري رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said it is not lawful, it is not permissible for a Muslim to cut off ties with his brother for more than 3 nights, so that when they meet one another, in other words, this is their condition, they cut off ties, this is their condition, so that when one meets another, one turns away and the other also turns away. One person will avoid this person and he'll avoid that person, turn away, and they both will turn away. You know, I don't want to know you, and this person, I don't want to know you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the end of this hadith mentions that the better of the two is the one who initiates salam. The better of the two is the one that goes and makes salam first. In other words, he goes up to that person that he had the disagreement with, and he makes salam to that person. This is the better person. Allah Pak make it such that we be such. Imagine a person who goes and he does that. Therefore, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Al-Badi'u bis-salam, that person that starts off with salam, bari'u min al-kibr, that this person is free from pride. Which one of us wouldn't like to be free from pride? One sign that a person, Allah Ta'ala, has taken out this pride from his heart, doesn't mean altogether, but it's a sign that pride is out of his heart, is a person that starts off by making salam. He's not the one that feels shy. No, he must make salam to me first. He must come and apologize to me first. He is the one that starts with the salam. And this hadith is also saying that the better one of the two is the one who initiates the salam. This is one very great, effective, powerful way of taking away that disagreement and that feelings in the heart, is go and make salam. Over a period of time, Allah Ta'ala will create that muhabbat, create that unity, create that feelings again. It may be not 100% depending on the situation, but at least it will be better than where we are at this point, is by making salam to the next person. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in finishing of this hadith, the better of the two is the one who initiates salam. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, and in Abu Dawud Sharif. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Actually, a person who has this type of quality in him, that he forgives and he forgets and he moves on and he makes salam, you find that this person will be very light. Light in the sense he doesn't carry too much of stress with him, too much of anxiety with him, because he got no qualms with nobody. As I mentioned, we're not talking about Shariat here, we're talking about personal matters, matters of worldly affairs. Where it comes for deen, as we go on, we'll find that where it comes for deen, a person has to take a position. Person can't sit on the fence, that I'm happy with wrong and I'm happy with good, and I'm sitting on the fence and I'm for everyone. I'm for the wrong person and I'm for the right person, I'm for everybody. Some people have this type of attitude. No, we must be good with everyone, even the sinners and the robbers and the hijackers and everyone. We must be good with everyone. Only when his car gets hijacked, then he says, no, we mustn't be good with the hijackers. But anyway, so to sit on the fence is an offense. In Shariat, we take a position. Right is right, wrong is wrong. What these ahadith are speaking at the moment, currently what we are doing, is speaking about a position where a person has some personal difference with a person. He had some argument over some petty matter, some worldly matter, and something, person had disagreement with another person. And this is some petty thing that he had, and a disagreement with some business matter or some family estate matter that didn't go too well. So in this situation we're talking about, where a person now makes up, he makes salam first and he greets the person. When it comes to dini matters, somebody is on sin, somebody is on guna, somebody is doing, he's initiating bid'ah, etc. Then to stay away from that person becomes preferable at times. Sometimes it becomes necessary, and other times it becomes wajib. We say wajib means necessary. Sometimes it's preferable and sometimes it's permissible, mubah. So it just depends on the situation. But a person must be very careful that his deen mustn't get affected, his akidah mustn't get affected, because at the end of the day, he doesn't want to try and mix with everybody and see that his deen is getting affected. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Once we understand the balance in deen, the beauty in deen, then we'll realize where to draw the line. Otherwise the person won't be able to draw the line in any matter after that. Then it becomes very blur, it becomes very unclear. When the line is drawn, then it becomes very, very clear. You'll find that the boss will be able to work with his staff for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. They won't have any problems. When I say no problems, matters will arise. There will be some differences, but they're applying this hadith that within 3 days it's sorted out and we continue. There's no baggage being carried all the time. Person will enjoy working for that boss will enjoy the staff. People in general, neighbors will enjoy each other, musallis will enjoy each other, Muslims will enjoy each other, communities will enjoy each other. Why they having this policy that we have our differences, no problem, but before 3 days expires, we are making each other maaf, we're making salam, and we're continuing with life. We don't carry any baggage. We go very, very light into the qabr, and we go light into akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilik. Subhana rabbika, rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.